Somebody asked a question today about if you have a situation where you're going to daven and it's going to be difficult for you to daven with kavana. You're afraid that because you're rushed or you're in a, you know, in a back to the wall scenario, so that you're not going to have proper kavana when you daven. So is that better to daven at that point when you're confident that you won't have great kavana? Or is it better to wait? Is it better to you know, perhaps catch a later minyan, or to miss minyan altogether and daven biyachid, or perhaps to even miss the zman tefillah under those circumstances? So this is the question in general. What is the status of kavana when it comes to tefillah, and specifically when it comes to possibly missing tefillah because you're not having kavana properly? So first of all, just important to keep in mind, the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, writes, Chamisha dvar ma'akvin esat tefillah. There are four things that are ma'akiv tefillah, afal pishi giyaz mana, and these are things that even though it's now time to daven, meaning obviously the most important thing, you can't daven if it's not time to daven yet. You can't daven shachris if it's time for ma'ariv, etc. So he lists off the things, and then he says, the kavanas halev, the last one, I'll list them all off. So he says, taras hayadayim, if your hands are clean, kisei ha'erva, you have to be properly dressed, taras makam ha'tefillah, there can't be anything, any garbage or any excrement around where you're davening, the dvarim ha'chovzim oso, right, things that will distract you, and kavana salev, you have to have kavana as well. So basically, you see, kavana is necessary as one of the five things that you have to have in order to be able to daven. So now, in terms of elaborating on that, the Rambam writes later on in Perek Dalet, this is Halacha Tezvav, Kavana Salev Ketzad. What does it mean, Kavana Salev? Kol Tefila She'ina B'Kavana Eina Tefila. If you daven without Kavana, that is not called davening. V'mispalel below Kavana, Chozer Mispalel B'Kavana. And if you daven without Kavana, you have to daven again. Now, that's point number one. Point number two, Matza Daita Meshubeshes V'Libo Tarud. If you are completely distracted and bothered, asur lo lispalel ad shetisyashiv daito, you're not allowed to daven until you get your mind together. Lefichach habam in aderech b'hu ayef o meitzar, asur lo lispalel ad shetisyashiv daito. So you're in a situation, you just got off the road, and your mind is a million places, so you have to first calm yourself down and be able to daven with kavan. Amru chachamim yishe shlosha yamim ad shiyanuach v'tiskar daito v'achar kach yispalel. To wait 3 days if you need to calm down, and then you can daven. So it's very clear from this lashon of the Rambam over here that it's important to have kavana when you daven, and davening without kavana is a complete waste of time. And he doesn't mention it over here, but basically the brachos that you're saying are brachos levatala, because they don't count for anything, because you're not yotzei tefillah in any way, shape, or form. And therefore, to daven without kavana when you're incapable of having kavana, that would be a major problem. Now, in Halacha Tezayin, Ketzad hi ha-kavana, what is kavana? Sheyifnes liba michol machshavos, you should try to clear your head of foreign thoughts. V'yira atzmo ki'ilhu omeid lefnei ha-shechina. And you should view yourself as if you're standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'fichach tzarech leishiv ma'at kodem ha-tefila kadei l'chaven es libo. That's why you got to sit for a minute before davening, so that you can have kavana and clear your mind of nonsensical things. V'achar kach yispalel. You should daven slowly, nicely, with feeling, and not like you're just trying to throw off a burden. Okay, so it continues on in this halacha as well. I just want to go to Perek Yud of the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah as well. That was Perek Dalet. And Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Misha Hispala, Velo Kiven, Eslibo, person who daven, but he did not have Kavana, Yasavi Hispala, but Kavana. He has to repeat the daven. He has to repeat and the Shemona Esrei and daven with kavana. Then kiven eslibo v'bracha rishona shuvei notzarech. But b'diavad, if he had kavana for the first bracha, he does not have to repeat the bracha. Okay, so this is the Rambam saying basically that really kavana is ma'akev, but what type of kavana is ma'akev if you davened already? So if you davened already and you had kavana for the first bracha, birchas avos, right, bracha Hashem alkeinu v'alkei avoseinu, till bracha Hashem magen Avraham, so then you are considered to have been yotzei the davening. Okay, so that is the shita of the Rambam, and it's very well known, Reb Chaim Brisker's explanation of these words of the Rambam. He says that if you look in Perek Dalet, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the Kavana, and the Rambam spells it out, that you are Omed Lifnei HaMelech. You have to have the basic Kavana that you are standing as a mispalel, you're standing in front of the Melech Malchei Amlachim, and that is what defines the tefillah. And if you don't have that kavanah of Omed Lifnei HaMelech, it is absolutely forbidden to daven. However, there is a secondary form of kavanah for tefillah as well, which is kavanah of the words. You have to know what you're saying, and therefore, in Perek Yud, the Rambam is describing the idea of davening and knowing what the words that you are saying mean and having feeling in terms of those words. So that's where he says that b'di'eved, it's good enough to have kavana for the bracha of avos, for the first bracha. But obviously, l'chadchil, you should try to have kavana for all of the words that you're saying. Okay. This is the background in terms of the Rambam. Now, these ideas, the Rambam himself certainly did not invent them out of thin air. They come really from the Daf Lamed area of Maseches Brachos. And there's diyukim, two basic diyukim that come out of the Gemara. Basically, one diyuk is it says in the Gemara on Lamed Amid Beis in Brachos, Li'olam Yamud Adam Atzmoim Yachol Lachav Nislibo Yispalo Vim Lava Yispalo. Person should try to evaluate himself, and if he's able to have kavana, he should daven, and if he's not able to have kavana, he should not daven, and it doesn't differentiate between avos versus other brachos over there. So again, the way we're learning so far, that would be very clear that type of kavana is twofold. Number one, you have to know whether you could have basic kavana that you're only lifnei amakom. So if you don't have that kavana, you're wasting your time, and that could if you can't get your mind together for 3 days, you can't daven for 3 days. It's a non-starter. However, If you have kavana that you're omer lifnei amakom, you have to evaluate, will I be able to have kavana for the first bracha? If you could have kavana for the first bracha, you should daven. And if not, you should not daven. That's point number one. Then, later on, in the very, very end of the perek, they're both the end of the perek on Laman of Beis, that's the amid that the perek ends on, but at the very end of the perek, they're discussing the concept of whether or not you daven musaf under certain circumstances, not relevant to us right now, but in the discussion, so Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ani ra'isias Rabbi Yanai that tzali v'hadar tzali." I saw Rabbi Yanai daven, and then he davened again. So that was a raya that Rabbi Yochanan brought that he did daven musaf under those circumstances. And then the Gemara asks, maybe he didn't have kavana. Maybe the reason he repeated the Shmon Esrei is not because he was davening musaf with the second Shmon Esrei. Maybe he was re-davening Shachris, and that's why he repeated the Shmon Esrei. And the Gemara says that's impossible because Rabbi Yochanan would not have misunderstood the story like that. Obviously, a great man like Rabbi Yochanan understood what he was talking about when he gave testimony about what he saw from Rabbi Yanai. Okay, so there you have the source in the Gemara for saying that if you davened without Kavana, you would have to repeat it, because the Gemara, Derech Agav, said maybe the whole reason he repeated the Shmon Esrei or the daven the second Shmon Esrei wasn't to daven Musaf, but it was in order to repeat the Shmon Esrei that he didn't have kavana the first time. Okay, so that's the source of those two halachas in the Rambam, and these halachas are paskind in Shulchan Aruch, and specifically in Siman Kuf Aleph, it's paskind basically everything that we just said. Now, in terms of Bizman Hazeh, if a person is not going to have kavana, so there is an important comment of the Tur. The Tur writes in Siman Kuf Aleph that if a person, I'll read you the lashon of the Tur, la'olam yamud adam esatzmal, straight out of the Gemara, im yachol lechavin ba'avos yispalel, vim lav al yispalel. Person should cheshbin, is he able to have kavana for the bracha of avos? Then he should daven, and if not, he should not daven. Vim yispalel v'lo kibin ba'avos, yachzer v'yispalel. Then he has to repeat the Shmon Esrei if he didn't have kavana. Vim kibin ba'avos, ein tzarech lachzer. So he says if you had kavana for the first bracha, then b'di'eved you don't have to go back and daven the rest. Now he adds an important line here: v'ha idna. And nowadays, ein anu chozrin b'shvil chisaron kavana. We don't go back and repeat the Shmona Esrei because we lacked kavana. She'af b'chazara, because even if you go back and you say it again, karov hu shelo yechavin imkein lama yachzer. It seems iffy that the guy will, he says it's likely. It seems likely that the guy won't have kavana again. So you're going to go back and daven avos again because you didn't have kavana. So who says you're going to have kavanah the second time? So you're just going to pile the brachos levatola on top of other brachos levatola, and that is not recommended in any way. So this is the chiddush of the tour. I don't know if this comes from an earlier source. I'm not familiar offhand with an earlier source, but it's quite possible he didn't make this up, that he's getting this from earlier Rishonim. Okay, now the Beis Yosef doesn't elaborate on this, but and he doesn't actually paskin this way in Shulchan Aruch. He does quote it in a different context. We'll get to that a little later. But in Shulchan Aruch, he basically goes verbatim from the Torah. Mispal tzarich shechavin b'chol abrachos v'ino yachol lechavin mekulam lepachos yechavin ba'avos v'imlo kivin ba'avos afa pisha kivin b'chol shar. Basically, avos is ma'akev, even if you have kavanah the whole rest of the Shmoneh Esrei. And then adds the Ramah over here in the name of the tour. V'ha'idna ein chozrin b'shvil chesrim kavanah. We don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because we didn't have kavanah. Sha'af b'chazara karuf u'shalo yichavin imkein lama yachzor. Exactly what we saw on the tour. We're afraid the guy's not going to have kavanah anyway, and therefore, why should you go back and do it again? Now, Mishnah Brura quotes from the Chaye Adam over here, and I think this is a direct quote from the Chaye Adam. Nire li, kevan de mitzara din, sarach lachzor l'spalel, since you really do have to go back and daven a second time, al kolponim, im nizkar kodim shama barucha to Hashem besof bracha, if you remembered before you got to Baruch to Hashem at the end of the bracha, when you started, Baruch to Hashem, l'kinam, 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 and you were on autopilot. So then you get to, you're about to say, Melech Ozer Mashiach Magen, Baruch Atah, and then like, oh, you realize that you just woke up out of your autopilot and you didn't have Kavanah for the Bracha of Avos. So what do you do then? So then he says, okay, Yachzor Lomar Me'elokei Avraham. Then you can go back and to say, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Elokei Elaseinu, but you start saying Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Because there you didn't make a Bracha Levatala. If you went back, you are saying some names of Hashem Levatala, but that's acceptable under these circumstances. So that's the Psak of the Chaye Adam. It's really, I would call it advice of the Chaye Adam, because it's fairly obvious lahalacha that he's right. But nevertheless, see, this is a good advice from the Chaye Adam that a person should try to go back and repeat the bracha kol zman that he hasn't reached the end of it. Now, there's also a good piece of advice from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that if you get to Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avraham and then you stop right then and there, so you're a little bit stuck because you haven't started the next bracha yet, so you're still considered lahalacha to be holding at the end of the previous bracha. So what should you do now? So that now, says the Chazon Ish, you can still mentally make up for the lack of kavanah that you had at that point, and you should be mechavein in your mind the pirush milim of all of the previous words that you did not have kavanah for. So you should have just say mentally in whatever language you understand best, Elokei Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, etc., and you should have kavanah for that for each particular bracha. So this is the basic idea of trying to have kavanah for the bracha of avos, because really, b'dieved, you're not yotzei, but we get stuck nowadays because we're afraid you won't have kavanah the next time either. Now, another interesting point in the Mishnah Berurah, this is that what I just said before from the Chaye Adam, this is quoted in Sifkaten Dalet, in Sifkaten Gimel, where he's discussing that you really have to. This is going on the Shulchan Aruch's psak that you really have to have kavanah even b'dieved during avos. So he says along the lines of what the Torah says: v'imhu mishaer sha'afilu ba'avos lo yichavin. If you have a good cheshbon that when it comes to avos you're not going to have kavanah either, lo yispal klal achitas yashiv daito. You're not allowed to daven until you can get your mind straight she'yeh yuchal al kopanim lechavin ba'avos, that you can have kavanah at least during avos. So that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that if you don't think you'll have kavanah during avos, then you cannot daven. Now, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan over here, the Aruch HaShulchan also in Kuf Aleph, this is in Se'if Beis, so he discusses the same idea that you have to, if you don't have kavanah, and then you have to go back and daven. And then he quotes the Ramah that nowadays we don't go back for chisaron kavanah because we're afraid that you don't want to have kavanah anyway. And but he says Mashen came by Shema Yisrael, that you have to go back and repeat the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, because that's much easier to have kavanah. Now he says, "Umikol makom." This is a quote from the Aruch HaShulchan, or this is the Aruch HaShulchan. Nira li dim omeid atzmo mikodim shelo yuchal lechavin ba'avos gama idna lo yispalo. So he says, it appears to me that if, just like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you don't think you'll have kavana for avos, you should not daven even today. Ach tmiani lama lo heviu b'shulchan aruch din ze klal. Why isn't this quoted in the Shulchan Aruch? Ubishlama harambam shelo hevi ze asi shabim mekvar mishum dekvar posak perek dalad kvidina de gemara de erevin de hevenim sim tzadiches. Right, he says the Rambam already said in perek dalad, if you're not going to have kavana, you can't daven. Memela nichlal gam when the Rama says nowadays we're not so careful about kavana like we used to be, lama lohe viuze. Why doesn't he say that if you can't have kavana and avos, you shouldn't daven? Elavade tzarech lomar de inu svir lehu de gam b'maimer ze e efshar lana ledakdek. It's impossible for us to be so careful, even to have kavana for avos. So if he idna leisa lahachdina, we don't hold of this halacha that if you're not going to have kavana in avos, you shouldn't daven. V'nismo chamamaram diyachoni lifta. Right. So he quotes. This is not what we were quoting so far. The Gemara in Erevin says something a little differently, but he basically says that nowadays we're mekel and we don't even refrain from davening, even if we are confident that we won't have kavana during avos. So the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan is against the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says that if you're not going to have kavana during avos, you're not allowed to daven. And the Aruch HaShulchan says pashtus is the din in the Ramah, is that if you're not going to have kavana during avos, you still daven, because nowadays we're not so medakdik in kavana. And that is the idea that we're going with over here. Okay, so that's a little bit of background. Now, just one last point about a person who was afraid he might not have kavana. The Bir Halacha comes up with a very good idea. The Bir Halacha says, let's say you just finished the first bracha. You start out, Tagi Bar Lama Hashem, Chayim Esim, right? And now you realize, oy vey, I didn't have kavana during the first bracha. So what am I supposed to do now? So he says, on one hand, the Rama says, don't go back and repeat it. On the other hand, I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei here, and I know that I wasn't Yotzei. So now I'm going to finish off by saying a whole bunch of brachos levatala, because I know that my Shmoneh Esrei doesn't count for anything. So he really, he's not such a big fan of just finishing off the Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Chayadam would say that, yeah, you could finish off the Shmoneh Esrei, what can you do? Right? He says, but I have a better idea. Wait until the Shlich Tzibur gets up to Chazar Sashatz, and then when you're going to have kavana, listen mila b'mila when he says the bracha, the first bracha, and have kavana to be yotze mila b'mila with him. And then when he finishes the bracha, you can pick up the davening from where you left off, and then you will be yotze, because now you were yotze the first bracha properly, and then you can take it, and going forward, you can have kavana for the sake of being yotzi the rest of the tefillah, and you are yotzi the rest of the tefillah, even if you didn't have kavana in every single bracha. Okay, so this is the advice of the Bir Halacha. Last but not least, I just want to point out a very interesting side point, which is that there's a din of not eating before davening. So when it comes to, you're not allowed to eat before davening. We learned it out. The Gemara quotes it from a pasuk. It's an asmachta, obviously, of lo sochlu al adam, that you can't eat right before you daven for your life. So in Simon Pei Tes, in the Beis Yosef, Seif Hei, so he writes a very interesting idea. He writes that, it's actually not Seif Hei in the Beis Yosef. Am I going to find it is the question. Ah, Siv Dalet, okay. So the Rambam writes, he quotes the Rambam in the Beis Yosef over here, this is in Perek Hey Halacha Beis of Hilchos Tefillah, and he writes that a person is so hungry or thirsty before davening, and he's not going to be able to have proper kavana, so he's allowed to eat a little bit before davening so that he could be miyashiv his das. So it says a very interesting thing. He says, Elefi mashakas av Rabbeinu v'sim tzadikhes b'shem haram, aha de kol shein daitim yeshev esalav, lo yispalel she'in anus haramata b'chol ze. Oh, so I said earlier, sorry, that he didn't have an earlier source. Here he's quoting the Tur, B'Shem the Maram, Mirutenberg, I believe, that the Maram said that nowadays we don't have this halacha, that we're not so careful with these inyanim of kavana. So I apologize for what I said earlier. It says clearly that this earlier source is from the Rishonim, from the Maram. And he says that, nevertheless, we're not so careful nowadays. So he says, could be, based on that, so we don't have so much kavanah b'tefillah b'zman hazeh. So maybe now you don't have that heter anymore to eat before davening. So it's a very interesting, big, huge kula that we have, that now, maybe actually it's a chumrah in a different halacha as well, because now it's a we said before that you don't have to repeat the davening because we don't have so much kavanah mizman hazeh, but now we also have a din that normally you'd be allowed to eat before davening if it was going to help your kavanah. Now you say, well, yeah, but we don't have so much kavanah anyway. Who says you're even going to have kavanah if you do eat? So therefore, you don't have this kula to eat before davening because of kavanah, because bizmaneinu, we're not so careful with our kavanah, and therefore this heter goes out the window. It's just an interesting nekuda. So hayotzim midvareinu, I think one would say that if it is a minyan, and this is the first of a few possible minyanim that you can make, and you're afraid you're not going to have proper kavanah, and definitely wait for the later minyan. Don't daven in this minyan just because this is the minyan you're planning on going to. Rather, wait for one that's coming up later and have kavanah when you daven in the later minyan. That's the first lechatchila. B'diavad, though, let's say it's a mincha ma'ariv minyan, and there's no other mincha ma'ariv minyanim because this is the last, this right before shkia. So what are you going to do? So there, if you don't daven mincha with the minyan, so there aren't going to be any more minyanim. So there, I think that you should at least be somech on the Aruch HaShulchan. No matter what your stance is on Tefillah B'Tzibur, about how much of a chiyuv it is, it's definitely better to daven B'Tzibur. And the Aruch HaShulchan seems to suggest that B'Zman HaZeh, we do away with this entire inyan of not davening, even if you won't have kavanah. So therefore, you should do like the Aruch HaShulchan. And obviously, I think in any circumstances, it's almost impossible, unless you're really in a bad situation, God forbid, that you can't have kavanah l'charchila, at least for avos. So you should try to have kavanah for avos. Obviously, if you're so tarred, then you can't daven. You can't. Well, hold off on that if you're so tarred. I'm sorry. So that's, I think, you should be somech on the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. That if you don't think you'll have kavanah for avos, you should still daven with the minyan. And hua dinami, obviously, if you're going to miss the zman tefillah, so you should try to daven before the end of the zman, even be yachid, because you could be somech on the day of the Aruch HaShulchan that we're not makbid about this bizman hazeh. Now, all of this is only if a person is going to have problems with the perish hamilin. However, if a person is so tarud, or he's really just so taken aback by whatever's going on around him, that he is not going to have the most basic of kavanos, as we pointed out from the Rambam, as explained by Reb Chaim, that he's not going to be able to have the basic kavana that he is omid lifnei Hashem when he's davening, then absolutely a person should not daven. That's where the Rambam says straight out that you're not allowed to daven, and that is ma'akev. The entire tefillah is not considered anything, and therefore, if you're not going to be able to have the most basic kavanah, that you're omid lifnei amelech, then you can't daven. If you have to miss the minyan, you miss the minyan. If you have to miss the entire zman tefillah, you miss the entire zman tefillah. And I don't think that's what the tour was referring to when he said, Bizman hazeh, we're not so makbid on kavanah anymore that we're afraid that maybe you're not going to have that kavanah. I think if a person does have the right to assume that the next time he gets ready to daven, if he's daitom yeshava salav to any degree, then he will have kavanah that he's omid lifnei amelech, and therefore a person should wait until that. Certainly it's worth missing tefillah b'tzibur, and lani es daiti, it's even worth missing the zman tefillah altogether, and that would be considered onus rachmana patre if you're really in such a situation that's impossible to have kavanah, so you would be allowed to daven tashlumen when it comes to the next tefillah, assuming that your mind is much more at ease at that point.